The Rise of Man.
Although we shared 98.4% of our DNA with chimpanzees, that last 1.6% was what was known in anthropological circles as a game changer. Who knew that a slightly shorter ilium and a reduction of the supraorbital torus would be the difference between dressing in a suit and tie for work and being dressed in a suit and tie for our amusement?
Why We Ruled.
A series of crucial adaptations gradually enabled humanity to conquer the world.
Brain size.
This was the most critical factor. Over time, our brains increased from 400 milliliters, barely enough to feed a large family of baby spiders, to a zombie feast-size 1,400 milliliters. These bigger brains allowed us to engage in abstract thought, which is a cool idea if you think about it.
Bipedal locomotion.
Walking on 2 feet freed our hands for carrying, increased our pursuit and escape speed, and improved our field of vision. It also made us no longer able to lick our own testicles. It was probably worth it.
Manipulative hands.
The newly liberated hands evolved into fine instruments capable of performing an extraordinary range of tasks, from flashing gang signs to testing for prostate cancer, to helping us draw turkeys. The hand's project manager was the opposable thumb, which maintained an excellent working relationship with the other fingers, but remained aloof from them in its private life.
Language.
As our larynxes descended, we were able to make sounds with our mouths in new and far more expressive ways. Verbal language soon overtook physical gesturing as the primary means of communication for all human beings, except Italians.
Tools.
Greater intelligence and dexterity allowed us to fashion and use tools. These were artificial extensions of ourselves that were harder or longer or grippier than we were. Naturally, we began to resent them, so we gained a level of revenge by making their name synonymous with douchebag.
Pioneering archaeologist Mary Leakey, 1913 to 1996, revolutionized the study of hominid evolution with her landmark 1964 publication, The Fuckability of Man.
Australopithecus afarensis was an extraordinary breakthrough in terms of brain capacity and dexterity, but he was no reputable female archaeologist's idea of a fun Friday night. Squat, hairy, hunched over, and less than 1.3 metres tall, one would not have tapped this if the future of the species depended on it. But females back then had not yet developed self-esteem, so they continued banging Australopithecus for the million years needed for the far sexier Homo habilis to emerge. This transitionally fuckable figure was a strangely charismatic bad boy with a taller stature, more human-like face, and a larger rib cage that recently unearthed fossil evidence suggests could have supported rock-hard pecs. While there is still some debate as to precisely how drunk he'd have to get you, serious bioevolutionists agree that after 4 beers, you'd be at his place, on your back, and loving it. Yet even he cannot compare on the doability scale to Homo erectus. He was the pivotal moment, the threshold when man, and I do mean man, passed from why not to right now. To observe the reduction in post-canine dentition and vertical shortening of the face is to feel your honeypot start to flow. Plus, he had the dexterity to use diverse tools, if you know what I and the other ladies of the London University Neolithic Research Department mean. Oh, if only I were born 1.5 million years ago, I'd have banged him like a shinbone on an antelope skeleton.